such a wonderful event. I think it was around 19, maybe 73, along in there. But there's an organization, maybe you're aware of, the not NIOA, let's see. It's an acronym, we always say NIOA. North American Indian Women's Association. And it included all of the tribes in the United States and in Canada and into Mexico. And it even had, I think, some members from South America in there. It was a national organization, huh. And an active one. And so a lot was going on at Northern. So I think, I don't know if it was our student group or what, but they were invited to hold their national conference at Northern.
Yeah, I remember reading
there
that.
There should be stuff in there. So we did. We had it. It was a good part of a week or maybe a week long. And there was Agnes Dill. She was the president, and she was a Pueblo from Isleta, New Mexico. And she was the president. And they came from all over. I mean, all over. We had all kinds of people and women there. I don't know. Must have been over 100. But anyway, and then we had a good representation from Canada. I know we had the woman that took Agnes Dill's place was elected, was an Athabascan from Alaska as the next president. But they had some, and they did held most of their stuff in the field house because it was a big enough area, you know, the old field house there. And They had a lot of you know, workshops, just like they any kind of conference would have. But then they had some programs and stuff. They all each dressed in their own native dress, you know. This one, and they had dances, and they had, I don't know, all kinds of stuff. They had people's they had booths where you could buy things, you know, too. They'd come and it was just so colorful, and we got a lot of ink on it. And Miss Indian America, they have, just like Miss America, they have Miss Indian America. And she was there. She was, I think, from Oklahoma. Beautiful woman. Anyway, just to show you, there was this reporter from TV6. Said that she wanted to make arrangements to come and cover, at least make, you know, do a little bit. So she came pretty early in the morning. She stayed all day.
Really?
She told me she couldn't pull herself away. It was so, wow. It was just, I mean, it was great. And then the president, they had, I don't remember, but they had a real full schedule of stuff. I remember one day we had buses and we took them, kind of a bus tour around Marquette, and I remember we went around when we were going around Presque Isle, and that we had a number of Indian women from the Southwest, you know, we're so dry and like that, and they just couldn't, you know, you go through some of that Presque Isle, and just like a, you know, the trees meet at the top,
yeah,
and then the Lake Superior there, all the water, and they just couldn't get over all the trees and all the water.
Right, yeah, sure. It's quite a contrast to where they live from.
Yeah. But that was one of the nicest events that we had at that time, was all those Indian women, and this was a real serious conference. I mean, they covered a lot of territory. Oh, and then they had, there's a national organization of Indian chiefs, too. And the president of that, I remember, he was from Colorado, I think. Indian. He came and addressed them. During that conference.
Huh?
You know, I mean, it was, they had a top-notch program.
Huh, that's great.
Yeah, and I mean, I tell you, when they want to do something, they do it and do it up right.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's great.
But you don't see that, so the average, you know, non-Indian don't see that.
No, not really.
And that powwow that we have every year, that was an outgrowth of that Indian Awareness Week. Now they have the whole month, see?
Right.
But that's a direct outgrowth of Awareness Week.
Oh, that's wild. Huh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So that's one of the things. But see, you got me going on this.
Well, that's good. I'm glad.
You get kind of carried away there.
That's all right.
I apologize.
No.